Two Senate Democrats are trying to get answers about what kind of mobile device Donald Trump is using. Senators Tom Carper and Claire McCaskill sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense, which became public this week. They want to know if President Trump is using an unsecured phone. If that's the case, they write, the national security risks are considerable. CNN's Samuel Burke has been looking at all of this. He joins us from New York. And, you know, Sam, the first thought you have is, after Hillary Clinton's emails, have we learned nothing? So clarify for us. First of all, what's an unsecured phone? What's a secured phone?
Well, basically, we have to say what we know here. CNN has confirmed that Donald Trump, as recently as this week, and continues using his old Android phone. But what the White House won't answer is whether that phone has been secured or not. And what that means is that you'd likely have to get rid of that old Android phone and replace it with something else that's been secured, which would have few functions and as few apps as possible, because the more apps you have, that means the more possibility you have of being hacked, and likely only being able to call about a dozen people is what having a secure phone means. Remember, you're only as safe as the other people that you're calling, emailing, or texting. And as you remember, a lot of Hillary Clinton contacts found that out the hard way
right.
during the election.
Well, but you mentioned that. What about Twitter? I mean, this is a president that Twitter's around the clock. Can you make Twitter secure?
Well, the problem is that we don't know that the cell phone – the problem really here is that a cell phone's camera and microphone can be hacked. Even security-conscious Apple had an issue with this last year. And basically, the reason that people are so concerned is that if a phone – even if he's just using it for Twitter and no other reason – is if a phone is being used, for instance, like it was in Mar-a-Lago this weekend with the Japanese prime minister, can be used to listen in or eavesdrop.
Well, let's remind
a major problem.
Let's remind people, we did a story on it, but the aides surrounding Donald Trump after North Korea's missile test was announced were using their phones to light up these secure documents that they were bringing
yes.
to the dinner table. So lots of security issues there. I mean, all the diners were watching this whole thing and taking pictures. But if somebody hacked one of those aides' phones, presumably they could take a picture right there.
And that might sound far-fetched to you or to me, but given the environment that we live in, given the elections that we just saw and the role that hacking played in that, it is not a stretch to think that somebody or some country could try to use the president's phone, the president of the United States, to hear what was going on during those meetings.
And we should say Donald Trump apparently doesn't use email. I remember early in the campaign, I don't think he uses a computer, but certainly is tweeting somewhere, probably off this phone. What has the White House said? We know he was given a secure smartphone recently, but does he use an unsecured Android phone as well? What does the White House say?
Well, this is what's so fascinating is the White House won't tell us, but there is a scenario where this all comes down to tweeting. It may be that he got a secure phone, and we know a lot of times they're very stripped down. They barely have any applications, and so it doesn't have Twitter on it, and he wants to keep on tweeting. And I think even grandma and grandpa know that Donald Trump is going to keep on tweeting no matter what. So this really could be a challenge, a good challenge for the NSA to create a smartphone for 2017 that's secure for the president and has Twitter.
I got news for you, young man. Grandma and grandpa are also tweeting. That's CNN Samuel Burke. Sam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.